It's Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. Veronica Rickert is out this week. Coming up on Central Time, we'll wrap up our look at the top science and technology news from 2015 with Discover Magazine editors. Today we'll talk to Gemma Tarlak about stories ranging from the latest in hologram technology, the earliest known dental procedure performed with stone tools. First, a major storm that has affected areas from New Mexico to Wisconsin continues to march across the country today. The system has caused deaths in Texas and Missouri, mainly because of tornadoes and flash flooding. The governor of New Mexico declared a state of emergency there. Here in much of Wisconsin, we're seeing a lot of snow and a wintry mix for one of the first times this season. Joining us now is Sean Lux, meteorologist at the National Weather Service office in Green Bay. Sean, welcome to Central Time.
Oh, thank you. It's great to talk with you today.
Well, southern Wisconsin spending much of the day today and into tomorrow under this winter storm warning. What kind of conditions are we seeing around the state right now?
This afternoon, been looking at snow accumulating rapidly in the southern part of the state. It seemed like every time I looked, it was going from, 1 to 2 inches to 2 to 3 to 2 to 4. And last time I looked, it was maybe 10 minutes ago. So I wouldn't be surprised if there were places with more than 4 inches now. Now into the next little bit, starting to see reports of that snow changing over to sleet down in southern Wisconsin, while snow starts to push in and begin in the northern half of the state.
And how much of that sleet or freezing rain are we expected to see overnight here?
A swath of snow that's, maybe 8 to 12 inches from the southwest to the northeast corner of the state, and then that tails off as you go towards the northwest and southeast. But I guess the southeast doesn't really get off that easy. Starting to look at with a little bit of warmer air a few thousand feet up at, getting some change to sleet and maybe even some freezing rain with accumulations of, maybe a tenth to a quarter of an inch.
Well, there are a lot of weird things about this storm system. The fact we're getting snow and freezing rain in December isn't so weird. But one strange thing is you're in Green Bay. This is really your first significant snowfall, as I understand it there?
Yeah. Up until just a few minutes ago when the snow started, we'd only seen a half an inch of snow total up until this snow is beginning. And that's been in several clumps. So we haven't had a full inch of snow for snow depth yet, which is one of the longest on record for how deep we go into December without getting that first snow.
And this has been, I think, where I'm sitting, an unusually mild winter so far. Are we talking about El Nino for the cause of that?
A lot of times in this area, when you see an El Nino, particularly a strong one like the one we've had this year, you do tend to see temperatures a little more mild in the winter months in Wisconsin.
Talking to Sean Lux from the National Weather Service's Green Bay office about this storm sweeping the nation. We're getting some fairly seasonal Wisconsin-type weather, snow, sleet, freezing rain. Be careful driving out there. But, Sean, this has been dangerous, far more dangerous around the rest of the country. The weird thing, the surprising thing to me anyway, is a lot of tornadoes in December. One reported in Michigan last week in Canton, Michigan. I was near there for the holidays. And, of course, all these deadly ones in Texas. How unusual is it to see tornadoes like this happening in December?
It would be something that maybe isn't particularly common, but it's not totally unheard of either. The spot you'd look to see possible tornadoes in the winter months would be kind of towards the south and southeast from Texas. Eastward, a tornado in Michigan in December is pretty closer to the rare scale on that thing goes. But a lot of times when you do get these really powerful storms like this, you will get kind of that warm side where you do see severe weather.
Now, looking at this storm on a national weather map, this is a big storm. And we're talking Texas up here to Wisconsin and that wide as it heads west to east. Can you talk about some of the conditions behind a storm that size?
I've seen quite a few kind of notable things going on with this storm. I remember this weekend that people were watching the Sun Bowl in El Paso down in far west Texas, and it was not particularly well named this year, as they were having snow at the Sun Bowl. Then I've also seen things like drifts of snow over 10 feet high in West Texas and the Texas Panhandle. As your news had mentioned earlier, serious ice accumulations in Oklahoma, and then flooding rains from Texas right up to Illinois, and then the severe weather you mentioned as well with the tornadoes.
Yeah, and what kind of conditions make this kind of unusual activity happen in places like Texas and Oklahoma?
Kind of look for, just kind of a powerful storm kind of moving in, and then starts to develop over that desert southwest area and move up. And in that situation, it can kind of tap into the colder air brought in from the north to help create those serious winter weather conditions on the cold side of the storm. But then you can also tap into warmth and moisture from the Gulf of Mexico, which will kind of help amp the storm up and provide the potential for the severe weather and flooding on the warm side of the storm.
Moving back to Wisconsin, we've been hearing in the news likely strong winds through the night. How long are we going to be watching for unpleasant conditions here in the state?
We'll really be looking for things to peak really this evening and tonight. Of course, particularly concerned about, people traveling home from work on their evening commute. It's particularly poor timing to have a strong storm moving through, possibly generating, even near whiteout conditions in spots. Then also look for kind of peak impact into tonight, and then hopefully start to see things tail off towards tomorrow morning.
Looking ahead, this is one of our bigger storms so far this winter. Any other winter weather on the horizon, or are we going to see a return to spring or summer-like conditions that we've had so far?
That can get somewhat tough when you start to look farther out. There are indications looking ahead that we might start to see the start of a pattern change that might bring us back to something a little more typical of a Wisconsin winter. I don't think we'll see the torch that carried us through December necessarily continue. But I think we'll probably remember this December for a long time. It's been quite a warm start to the season.
Well, Sean, I bet you want to get your eye back on the radar, so thanks a lot for joining us today.
All right, yeah. Thanks for letting me talk to you. I appreciate it.
That was meteorologist Sean Looks from the National Weather Service Green Bay office talking about today's winter storm that's affecting states from New Mexico and Texas to Michigan and here in Wisconsin.